Derek Warren here with IDOT's Tim Hemman for our monthly interview. Thank you again for joining me today.
No problem. Glad to be here.
Yeah, the construction here in town has been going along pretty smoothly. Had a few hiccups with some rain, but beyond that, it looks like it's moving along pretty smoothly. How's it going for this month?
Yeah, Fayette Avenue, they're still working on the northbound side of Henrietta there. Yeah, the pavement's done, and Jefferson Street, the pavement's done, but they're working on the sidewalk in the intersections and maybe some of the curb and gutter and some of the entrances. Hopefully, by the 14th, we switch to the center and are working on the median area and the inside turn lanes. And when we do that, the traffic will be on the outside, so they'll be on the northbound outside lane and the southbound outside lane on Henrietta. And hopefully that time, Jefferson should be open too by the 14th, hopefully. So that's kind of the tentative date right now.
Now, with it being the gap in the middle, will it just be only access from the northbound lane then?
Yeah, you won't be able to do any left turn lanes while we're working on the median area. And yeah, the median, the raised median will be similar to what you have on the other three legs of the intersection when you go south and east and west.
And will that median be extended on past Jefferson or just a little bit on Henrietta?
It'll be short of Jefferson. I'm not sure if it don't go through Jefferson. I know that. It may go up to Jefferson.
Okay. All right. Any other parts of Fayette Avenue that you want to touch on?
No, they've got some striping to do and some sod to put down, but that'll be done later this late summer, early fall. Yeah, they're still concentrating on the Henrietta Street there.
Yeah, I've noticed a lot of work there. I know they're moving pretty quickly. What other construction projects do we have in the area then?
Well, we have South Banker Street, 45, south of town here from basically Fayette to JC Avenue. They're doing some patching. They've been patching all this week, and they'll be patching probably next 2 to 3 weeks. So they should be out of the area by the end of July, maybe a week before the end of July. Another project we have on I-70, we have bridge repair project. That's 7 miles east of the Montrose Interchange, and they're working in the eastbound and westbound lanes. So we have one lane closed in each direction. So as you approach that, make sure you stay alert for slow traffic or even stop traffic at times. It's just the heavy traffic. We usually have backups, you know, basically Wednesday through Sunday, the way it seems out there. So just be alert if anybody's traveling out that direction.
Yeah, definitely. Any others in the area?
Yeah, well, south, the South Banker Overpass, we did some patching work on that project earlier, about a month ago, and maybe August 1st, they may be in, you know, they're coordinating with the railroad and everything, depending on how that goes. They may start on that project there, the South Banker Overpass. And when they're doing that, there'll be one lane open in each direction.
Okay. But, is it the middle lane or outside lanes that'll be open? Do you know?
Well, it'll be either or. There always will be one lane in each direction. It'll probably be the outside lanes that'll be closed, the inside lanes will be open.
All right. Any others in the area that you can think of?
That's the only, you know, within Effingham County, that's the only projects, you know, close to Effingham County going on.
All right. And I'm sure, as always, want to make sure people drive safe when they're through the construction areas and stay off your cell phones. Be alert at all times for changing conditions.
Yeah, that's correct. Stay alert, avoid distracted driving, and be prepared for changing conditions such as slowed or stopped traffic ahead. So, yeah. And everybody be safe after this holiday weekend. There's a lot of extra traffic. A lot of extra vehicles on the road.
Definitely. And be sure to have a designated driver if you are going to partake in drinking. So
that's correct.